Hello. You're here with me, Des Cadet. I'm going to start the show off. How's everybody doing tonight? So I told everyone that I would go into some punk rock bowling stuff tonight, and let's talk about punk rock bowling. It's the 15th annual, if I'm not mistaken, May 24th through 27th in Las Vegas. Some headliners would be Devo, Black Flag, Turbo Negro, Bad Religion. So I think I'm going to play some of that stuff for you tonight, just to get you acquainted, just to get you kind of thirsty for it. And we're going to give away some tickets to the Turbo Negro, Kevin Seconds, A Pretty Mess, and the Smears from the UK's show at the Redwood on March 2nd. So if you call in and for some reason I feel like giving you tickets, you'll probably get tickets to that. Two tickets, of course. We wouldn't send you on your own. So I think right now we're going to play some music and we'll see you in a bit. So that was some Black Flag, and I like them. I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be fun.
I've never seen Black Flag.
Me either.
Not live.
How you doing over there, Mindy?
I'm all right. Kind of stoned.
Me too. I am.
That's why we're spacing off to such rocking music and...
And, you know, I was going to go and just play a bunch of stuff from punk rock bowling. But right now I really, really, really want to listen to some Descendants because I'm kind of stoned. So I think I'm going to play a little block of that. And you guys are just going to enjoy it. It'll only be a couple minutes.
Life is really
So yeah, that was Turbo Negro, Rock Against Ass. Before that was Jocko Homo by Devo. And when I started off the show, we played Nervous Breakdown with the Block of Descendants. And that was Parents, I Want to Be a Bear. And fuck, I don't remember the other one because I'm kind of stoned. But yeah, I have a lot of good memories dancing, playing air guitar, Turbo Negro with my fellow Yugans and, you know, wielding knives, throwing them around, that kind of shit. Great thing to do when you're drunk, by the way, is toss knives around with kitty cat faces on. You know who you are. So Punk Rock Bowling's coming around. It's going to be here in May. I personally don't give a fuck about the bowling. That's usually just my drinking area. You know, get a pitcher of beer, walk around, look at everyone attempt to bowl while they're drunk. Laugh at the people who get the really early spots because they're all hungover. Half of them don't show up. Good times, Punk Rock Bowling. I remember going to my first one at Samstown totally by accident. I had been dicking around on the internet at work, and one of my friends called me up. It was, my friend posted something on Facebook. Yeah, it was Dan from Stab City. And I had hung out with him a couple times, but he's like, hey, I'm driving out to Vegas tonight. Anyone want to come along? Give me a call. It's like, yeah, I could go to Vegas. I could do Vegas right now. Let's do it. So, you know, me and my spontaneity, we ended up in Vegas on Mother's Day weekend, I might add, which was awesome. My mom loved the call from Vegas when she thought I was supposed to be, you know, meeting her up for lunch. So worth it, though. So we're in Vegas, and Stab City plays a couple of shows, and I don't even remember who was playing. I just remember being really drunk and a bunch of hot, pasty, tattooed punk rock boys at the pool. I remember that being my favorite thing. The next year that I went was pretty fun because I had a press access. I was writing for this little webzine, and
was it the Big Wheel?
No, something else. I don't remember their name. They must have not that been that good. Anyways, we're out there, saw a great couple shows. Cox Bar played. They were fucking amazing. I don't know if anyone was there for that, but if you weren't, you fucked up. It was the best show ever. So yeah, Punk Rock Bowling, pretty awesome. I would love to tell you more stories, but unfortunately I can't remember many of them.
Oh, because of the drinking?
Oh, dude. Jesus. My favorite part about going to Punk Rock Bowling is stumbling around in the club shows on Fremont Street, because you just drink those penny margaritas. And the things that come in guitars with the straw. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite inanimate object that they put liquor in Vegas, Mindy?
I don't know.
Did you have the football that one time we went?
No, I don't think I've ever gotten anything fancier than like a $2 margarita.
Even the $2 ones are good. They make them Cadillac style some places.
Oh, they're very good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I went to Vegas for my job recently, and I had like 2 hours to spare, and I went to like a casino and drank like 6 margaritas and then took my taxi to the airport.
I like Vegas. It's just something I can only handle in 72-hour kind of gaps, you know, of time. I don't really need to know what happens in those 3 days, but I can't do that 5 days in a row.
No. I can't do Vegas like one day. I don't care about gambling. I'm not really a big drinker.
I love all those things. The gambling, the boobs, booze. It's fun, man. Vegas is great.
All but the lights give me a headache.
I wouldn't recommend doing psychedelic drugs in Vegas because the outcome's pretty fucking frightening.
Isn't that why all the carpet looks like melty, crazy?
Oh, the carpet looks awesome. No, no, no. Everything looks awesome. But when you go out on the strip, there's a bunch of fucking lights and smells and people and these bad vibes because everyone's losing their money. It's just fucked up on psychedelics. It's totally not. Don't do it. Lock yourself in the room if you're going to do that. But really, don't do it. I wouldn't recommend it. Unless you're going to like punk rock bowling or something. And I would say fucking share, please. I'll be somewhere running around Samstown. Well, more than likely drinking some kind of whiskey. You'll find me. I'll be there. So let's hear some more punk rock bowling music. Let's hear some more Black Flag.
Just watch this part.
So that was Black Flag, Wasted, since we were on the topic of being wasted, absolutely wasted, and hippies and dropouts and dropping acid and what. And then we played Subhumans, Religious Wars, followed by Bad Religion with Generator. Have you taken a look at the punk rock bowling lineup, Mindy?
Yeah, it looks pretty awesome. Black Flag.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Casualties, Lower Class Brats. Are you kidding me? Fucking 16-year-old me is loving this fucking lineup.
Yeah.
I remember when I loved the Casualties. Oh, my God. When, like, all I wanted was to scream punk rock love at the top of my lungs at one of their shows, but 14-year-old me wasn't allowed to go out to shows, so.
Yeah.
Maybe now at punk rock bowling, I'll be the one, you know, in the middle of the pit.
Get up there front and center.
Front and
moshing.
Center. Hell yeah. And Lower Class Brats, oh my gosh. I remember seeing them at the Martini Lounge, which is now extinct. Martini Lounge was one of the coolest fucking all-ages venues back in the day that we could go to because, you know, we're 14, 15, I think, when we were, like, going out to shows and being crazy. It was awesome. Sean and Xander's also playing. Funeral Dress, Poor Habit, Channel 3. Love Channel 3. The Briggs, U.S. Bomb, Swinging Utters. This is all just on the teaser lineup. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a couple more additions. Then we'll revisit the subject of punk rock bowling. Maybe with Channel 3. Who knows? Who knows, man? We fucking pull out all the stops here.
Make it happen. Yeah.
I think I will. I think I'm gonna. I'm gonna call them up and be like, let's do this, dude. So I'm definitely gonna be catching all of those bands. I don't care what's gonna happen. I'm gonna fucking be there and it's gonna be amazing. And I hope that I remember most of it this year because this is a lineup I don't want to miss. I'm sure that there's a lot of people that are going to jump on this. 3-day tickets right now are selling for $105. So jump on it before. I don't think they'll sell out, but who knows? You know, who knows? So next, we're going to talk about East Coast versus West Coast. And I think I'm gonna let the music speak for my opinion on this one. What do you think, Mindy? Oh, well, you're from like where? You're not from East Coast.
I'm from Mid-Coast. Midwest. I'm as like landlocked as you get.
Sioux City, Iowa.
Smack in the middle of nothing.
I like Iowa. Friendly people out in Iowa.
Yeah. Like a rock,
like a planet, that was not supposed like to happen. Oopsie. Technical difficulties here at Blast Off. We have some of those, you know, when we smoke before the show. Anyways, yeah. Let's play some music. This shit's fucking up again. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. It's not. One moment.
East Coast, fuck you! East Coast, fuck you! East Coast! automatic.
That was East Coast Fuck You by Bouncing Souls, who are playing. Also, Punks in Vegas by the Bouncing Souls. And Automatic by Lagwagon. All bands you should check out. And next, I think I want to play you A Little Diddly by Sean and Xander, who I love. They played my birthday one year. It was kind of amazing. You had to be there. So here's a Sean and Xander song for you. In just a minute. There we go.
Call it what you will, see it how you must. You got a broken choose when it comes to those you trust. You miss the flashing signs, for you she's way too fine. Pussy like heroin, you're better off with that cheap wine. She's gonna steal your heart, she's gonna rot your mind. She's gonna make it hard, brother, for you to do that time. I told you more than once, I told you more than twice. Your pussy is a fool's game, you got better odds with dice. Now you're running hard, you got your back against the wall. Good pussy on the mountaintop, but now it's time to fall. She gonna steal your heart, she gonna rot your mind. She gonna make it hard, brother, for you to do that time. There really ain't no rainbows falling down on gold. Good pussy is the devil's tail, don't
don't say you ain't been told. Good pussy is the devil's tail, don't say you ain't been told. I know it don't add up, count it back from nine. Good pussy like heroin, you better off with that cheap wine. Good pussy like heroin, you better off with that cheap wine.
And that was Sean and Xander with Good Pussies Like Heroin. You're better off with that cheap wine. Exactly like they say. You know, I can't from experience say that I agree, but, you know, Night's still young. We'll see. People showing their boobs here in the studio. You never know what's going to happen. So let's take you to another song. 16-year-old me is getting excited right now. So 16-year-old me wants to play some Ultraviolence by Lower Class Brats. Jeez, I could hardly focus right now. So here it comes.
For the strong, tell of it, fighting hard for the kick. Come on down, have a drink on us. A nice dog blast, a Malaco plus. Now we come for a bit of this.
And that was Lower Class Brats with Ultraviolence. Do you remember them, Mindy?
No.
No? They didn't come to Sioux City?
No.
Wah. Well, they were fun. But I'm kind of scared to see what they do on stage, because they were like maybe in their 40s when I was like 14. You know, 10 years later, 50 something. But that's okay. Age doesn't stop you, really. Doesn't make you any better or any less, as I'm finding out. 10 years playing guitar, I still suck, you know. Practice. Yeah. Anyways, so I was giving away tickets to the Redwood show with Kevin Seconds, A Pretty Mess, Turbo Negra, and The Smears from the UK. But since no one's called in at 1-800-893-9562, I'm just going to have to save them and give them to someone else, because you guys clearly don't like free shit, and fuck, that's your problem. I like free shit. No one else likes free shit. You don't want to call in and fart from San Diego, maybe? No? 800-893-9562. Nope. No one. No callers, Mindy. It's crickets over there. Pretty much, huh?
Not yet. We're keeping our eye out.
You know, if anybody at all calls in at 800-893-9562, then I'll give you the fucking tickets. Fuck, I'll even buy you a couple drinks that night. Just call in.
Ooh.
entertain us in this last 10 minutes that we have here. I'm going to play a song and give you an idea of what's going to happen if you don't call in, because I might start a fucking riot and you just don't know what I'm going to do, man. You just don't know. I'm going to start a fucking riot. Maybe not here at Skid Row Studios because I like this place, but maybe somewhere like the Down and Out, because I know there's a metal show tonight, so it'll easily be blamable, don't you think?
Yeah.
I think so too. So let's play some fucking Casualties. I'm glad my threats worked. I didn't even have to finish that song because I have a caller. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Who's this? Who are we speaking to?
This is Marcus.
Marcus. Oh my gosh, yeah. Marcus. How are you today?
I'm great.
You're great.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Marcus, where are you calling from?
Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach. Nice. Mm-hmm. So Marcus, guess what?
Yeah. What?
You've won yourself a pair of fucking tickets.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can run.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to get your information.
Okay.
And you won tickets. Do you like any of those bands that I mentioned that are playing?
Oh, for sure.
Which ones do you like?
Oh, man. It's too many to name.
Too many to name?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you going to Punk Rock Bowling?
No. When is it?
Oh, you're not going to Punk Rock Bowling? You don't even know when it is, man?
No, I don't know when anything is. I just heard that you're giving away concert tickets and, you know,
giving away concert tickets. Well, you know what? That's all that's important. You're going to go see Turbo Negra, A Pretty Mess, Kevin Seconds, who, by the way, is opening. It's a very rare, amazing treat. And The Smears from the UK. And I'm going to get you a couple drink tickets, and you got a plus one coming your way. So, Marcus, thank you for calling in. And thank you for taking my threat seriously, because I really fucking meant it. I was going to start a goddamn riot.
Awesome.
So Mindy here is going to get your information once you're off the air.
Okay.
And I'm going to play...
Don't Hang Up Yet, Dude.
Don't Hang Up. This is how people lose shit when they win shit. So don't hang up. Okay? Thank you.
Okay.
And
all right.
Keep listening to Blast Off with Des Cadet. We're going to play some weirdos for you now, because you're a fucking weirdo. No, we're not going to play some weirdos, because you know what? I don't feel like playing weirdos. I just feel like talking for the next 6 minutes. Mindy, how about you?
Well, I was going to try to talk to the caller.
Oh, you get the caller's information, then. I'll just keep talking, because that's what I do when I have technical difficulties. I just don't want to play horrible music like what was playing right now. That was from my own personal playlist. Sorry, I've outed myself. Yeah, I listened to that song. Who cares? You fucking heard it here on the Punk Rock Bowling Preview for Skid Row Studios. I listened to that stupid band. And you know what? I don't give a fuck. Because no one says what I can or cannot listen to. And I like all genres. I mean, if you know me personally, you know that my fucking taste in music is very, very, very vast. Shit, I'll admit to liking some fucking Katy Perry. I like Katy Perry. Yeah, I listen to Katy Perry. And what? Have you seen her movie? Oh my God, I fucking cried. Yeah, you know what? Katy Perry should play Punk Rock Bowling. Stern Brothers? I like Katy Perry. And I think if I bitch enough on the BYO fucking website, I think you might do it, maybe, maybe not. Maybe a club show at Katy Perry. Katy Perry and Subhumans, that'd be an interesting mix of people. Call in if you agree. Call in if you disagree. Call in again. Marcus, thank you for calling in. You won tickets. You're excited. I'm excited. We're all excited. So, you know, up next we have Oral Stimulation. Keep listening to that. They're a great bunch. If you're Asian, totally call into their show, which is 800-893-9562, because I heard someone is a big fan of Asians on their crowd. And I've heard it personally. I think it's awesome. The stuff that goes down, I'm a subscriber to the podcast, just saying. Fun shit there. So, yeah. People win stuff. People lose stuff. I'm really glad that Marcus didn't hang up on that call. Because, you know, I've won a couple things where I either just got disconnected or hung up. But tonight's not one of those nights because we're all winners tonight. And I'm going to go and I'm going to fucking start a riot at the Down and Out anyway. Because that's just what I do. And you know what? We're coming to a close. Ooh, 4:20. Good time to look at the clock. Just a reminder for myself. And you know what? How about we play some more Turbo Negro? Because I don't think I played enough of that tonight. And they're kind of one of my favorite bands. You know, I do love them to death. Seen them a couple times with the old singer, Mr. Hank. But I haven't seen them with Tony. And I must say that I'm pretty fucking excited. I think that the new album is a great step forward in their musical development. I think that bands only progress. And when they do, we have to kind of nurture that. So how about I play some music off of Sexual Harassment, which is album that just came out. I'm going to play my favorite song by them on this album, which is Mr. Sister. So keep listening. Night, guys. Blast off with Des Cadet. Thank you for listening in. We're gonna miss you, but we'll be back next week. And you know what? We got some great guests this month. We got Cat Kong and we got a couple others who I don't remember right now, but we got Cat Kong, man. And fucking look out for some more ticket winnings of things. And I'll see you guys next week. Hopefully you'll be listening in. Subscribe to the podcast. You know, you should be listening in. Don't make me start another fucking riot. Because I'll do it. Maybe if I threaten riots again, that gets a rise out of people and then they want to do shit that I tell them. So there you go. Blast off with Des Cadet. We're going to do the countdown now. So Mindy, join me. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Peace out.